We have the great privilege to read the double parshios of Bahar and Bichul Kosai this week. In the parshios Bichul Kosai, the Torah really outlines the, on one hand, seemingly simple framework, but yet, upon further reflection, incredibly difficult to comprehend framework of life. Parsha begins with, Im Bichul Kosai Telecho Mitzvosai Tishmor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you follow in my ways, listen to my mitzvos, perform my tenets. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us all types of physical bounty, all types of material blessing. And then the pasuk says, "Ve'im lo sishmu li ve'lo sasu es kol mitzvos sa'ila." And if chas v'shalom, again, we don't listen to the mitzvos, we don't adhere to the word of God, then, unfortunately, again, the Torah outlines a whole series of curses, a whole series of incredibly catastrophic punishments that have come to be known as the tochacha. But Rashi points out something very interesting. The parasha begins with the im bichu kosai teilechu uve mitzvosai tishmoru. Literally, if you walk in the ways of my statutes and if you listen to my mitzvos. And Rashi senses an inherent redundancy. I understand what mitzvosai tishmoru. I understand what it means to keep the mitzvos. But what does it mean im bichu kosai teilechu? If you walk in my ways, what does that add to the keeping of the mitzvos? And Rashi HaKadosh has a beautiful insight. He explains, Im tiyu amelim batora. Whereas mitzvosai tishmoru means a keeping the mitzvos and adhering to the tenets of the legalistic system of Judaism. Im bichukosai tilichu, walking in the ways and the statutes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi explains, refers to an amelos batora. Amelim batora, to toil in Torah. What toil in Torah seems to mean is that a person doesn't just do what's expected of them, but rather they go above and beyond. Torah is not just something I learn, not just something I think about, but Torah is life. Torah is the lodestar. Torah is the guiding light for anything and everything I do. Amelos batorah. But I want to draw your attention to the converse of this. When the Torah begins the section of the tochacha, the curses, which begins in chapter 26, verse 24, pasuk chavav. Excuse me, parak chavav, pasuk yedalin. So the Torah says, "Ve'im lo sishmu, ve'lo sasu es kol mitzvos ha'ila." If you do not listen, and you do not perform all of the mitzvos, so once again we have a redundancy. What does it mean if you don't listen and you don't do the mitzvos? Just say if you don't do the mitzvos. What does it mean if you don't listen? So Rashi once again says, "Lihios amelim batora." If you're not steeped in Torah. So there's lo sa'asu es kol mitzvos ha'ila. There's the non-performance of the mitzvos. But even more than that, there's another level. Ve'im lo tishma'uli. If you don't listen, if you're not steeped in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it is going to be a downward spiral. And there's a beautiful insight by the great Hasidic master of Menachem Mendel of Kotsk. The Kotzker quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara says as follows. I'm going to quote to you. If a person sees that suffering is coming upon him, a person should introspect. In other words, that we believe that nothing that happens in this world is random. And not to say that every single time something bad happens, that's a punishment for something. But every single time something happens in life, be it something wonderful or something difficult and challenging, that is cause for introspection. A person has to take a step back, and a person has to introspect. So let's say something negative happened in life. And what happens? I want to take this as a wake-up call, maybe to revisit my behaviors, to revisit the way that I'm living. Maybe I'm deficient in some area. Let's say I engage in this introspection, and lo and behold, I don't find anything. Baruch Hashem, I'm in order. Everything is good. Everything is as it should be. All is good. So what does the Gemara say? Yitle bebitl Torah. Then a person should assume that ultimately the reason for their difficulties and challenges is because of bittul Torah. Now, bittul Torah on a basic level means the negation of Torah study, the wasting of time that could have otherwise been allotted to Torah study. On a larger level, what it means is that a person did not take perhaps their spirituality as seriously as they should. So the Kotzker raises a very basic question on this Gemara. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, if difficult situations happen, I should introspect. And then if I introspect, but Baruch Hashem, I don't find anything broken, I should attribute my misfortunes to bittul Torah. Right, to the negation of Torah study, or to a more of a lackadaisical approach to spirituality. But says the Kotzker, it's inherently contradictory. meaning if I am responsible or liable for bittul Torah, that means that I have something that is damaged, I have something that is broken. The Gemara begins by saying that if a person goes ahead and introspects and finds nothing, then he should assume it's bittul Torah. But again, writes the Kotzker, he says that means I introspected, I looked, I found nothing, including bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is on my list of things that I look for. Bittul Torah is on my list of things, negation of Torah study, or lack of Torah study, lackadaisical approach to spirituality is something that's on my checklist. So obviously I went through that and I didn't find it. What does it mean then? The Gemara says, but then you should attribute your misfortunes to Bittul Torah. So the Kotzker says something amazing. He says, Ela yitle bebittul Torah, esadavar hazeh shelo matzo shum siba v'goyim liyisurav. The Kotzker essentially says, how could it be that a person introspects and they don't find anything which requires fixing? The Kotzker says if a person looks into their heart, looks into their soul, and after taking spiritual and emotional, religious, theological inventory, I come up and I say everything is in tip-top shape, the Kotzker says there's a problem. Because there is always something to fix. There is always some area which needs improvement. There is always a way to grow. So what happens if when I do that inventory, I come out feeling that everything is in tip-top shape, everything is imperfect? The Gemara says, Pishpesh velo matza, if you introspect and you find nothing that's broken, yitle bebittul Torah. A person should assume that the inability to find something that is broken, deficient, or requires repair and improvement in and of itself is a function of bittul Torah. Perhaps because a person did not spend enough time learning Torah. Perhaps because a person is not steeped enough in a spiritual lifestyle. Perhaps because a person has taken a lackadaisical approach to their spirituality. That's why everything looks fine. Because a person who is steeped in Torah, a person who is steeped in a relationship with God, a person who is steeped in a spiritual lifestyle realizes one central core idea, which is there is always room to grow. There is always a mandate to grow. Things can always be done better. Improvement is part of my minute-by-minute vernacular. The ability, and the mandate to grow is core and central to my very identity. And so if I look inwards and I say, all is good, tip-top shape, everything is perfect, then the Gemara says, yitle bevitl Torah. Then unfortunately, again, there's a much bigger problem. And it's a systemic issue. How can I be so lackadaisical in my approach to Judaism? How can I be so laid back in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's bittul Torah. Bittul Torah doesn't just mean when a person is learning Torah, they speak to their chavrusa instead of focusing on the Gemara. Bittul Torah doesn't just mean that, you know, the time I was supposed to be learning, I do something else. Those of course, are forms of bittul Torah. But bittul Torah, in a more general sense, means that a person is not putting enough of an emphasis on spiritual growth. And if a person is not putting enough of an emphasis on spiritual growth, there is an existential danger. And what's the greatest existential danger that the Jew faces? Thinking that everything is okay. Everything is fine. I'm perfectly good where I am. Chas v'shalom. Every single time we introspect, and every single time we look inward, on one hand, we have to see the areas in which we are incredibly successful. We have to see our accomplishments. But we have to be honest with ourselves and acknowledge and embrace our deficiencies. Where am I weak? Where am I deficient? Where am I broken? And then to formulate a plan to address those deficiencies, to address this, figure out how can I bolster those areas in which I am weak. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us in the Pasuk. When does the downward spiral of life begin? Amazingly enough, the downward spiral doesn't begin when you stop performing the mitzvos. Because if you look at the pasuk, it says "Vimlo sishmuli velo sasu es kol mitzvos ha'ila." The non-performance of the mitzvah is the second part of the pasuk. That's a dramatic step downward as well. When the Jew disassociates from Torah, when the Jew disassociates from mitzvos, when the Jew disassociates from his religious or her religious obligations and tenets, that is a very serious step down in the downward spiral. But that's not the first step. The first step is "Vimlo sishmuli." The first step, as Rashi says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't listen to me, lihiyos amelim batorah. What does amelim batorah mean? Amelim batorah doesn't just mean I learn 27 hours a day. I mean, most of us can't do that. Amelim batorah means that I am steeped in a spiritual lifestyle. And to be steeped in a spiritual lifestyle means to be steeped in a lifestyle of growth, to be steeped in a lifestyle of improvement, to be steeped in a lifestyle where I am cognizant and conscious enough of my weaknesses and deficiencies and recognize that I have the distinct privilege to partner with God to work on them. That's Amelos Batorah. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you know when the Tochacha begins? The Tochacha doesn't begin with Shabbos, doesn't begin with Kashrus. The Tochacha begins with Ve'imlo Sishmu'uli. The moment I disconnect from a spiritual lifestyle is the moment that I could go ahead and conduct a spiritual inventory and come out thinking that everything is fine. That moment where I could look inward and find nothing which requires improvement, unfortunately, that's the beginning of the Tochacha. V'imlo sishmu'uli. If you're not steeped in a spiritual lifestyle, where part and parcel of that lifestyle is true introspection, self-evaluation, and spiritual inventory, to recognize the weaknesses, to embrace them, to acknowledge them, and to work on them, unfortunately, that's the beginning of a dark road ahead. So my dear friends, this is the lesson for us. Very often when it comes to our Yiddishkeit, so we focus very much on the behavioral aspects, which is exceptionally important. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvos, our obligation is to comply and to fulfill those mitzvos. But in addition to that, we have to have im b'chukos saiti lechu. We have to have amelos batorah. We have to lead the type of spiritual lifestyle where we recognize that the ultimate goal, that the ultimate value is growth. We have to live a lifestyle where we find the courage to introspect, to look inward. And yes, very often we'll find things that are not so great. We'll find things that haven't worked in a very long time and things that have been out of commission for years. And it's hard to sometimes see those things within ourselves that are broken. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures us that He will help us on the journey of personal salvation. He will help us to fix that which is broken. All He asks of us is to be steeped enough in a lifestyle where introspection, cognitive and spiritual reflection is important, where we have the strength to conduct a true inventory of what we are and what we're not, and find the courage to grow each and every day. Wishing each of you a good and Erev Shabbos and a peaceful, restful, and restorative Shabbos Kodesh.